Be glad in that day and rejoice, for behold, your reward is much in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the Gospel of the Mass is same as yesterday, that of many martyrs, and it tells how people were flocking to Jesus to ask him to heal them. And the common miseries and dangers which our Lord speaks today in Gospel are the unfortunate events which shall fall upon all the true preachers and other Catholics for their staying loyal to Christ. And some of these are poverty, famine, mourning, and persecutions. But these unfortunate things which the martyrs had to go through, they are indeed a great blessing, because they bring them even greater reward in heaven. And that it should be like us as well. If our life is sadful and filled with things which we don't like, even greater will be the reward in heaven for us. On the other hand, all the extravaganza and riches which you can collect in the world, they might be an occasion to love these things of the world more than God, and they might be a ticket to everlasting punishment. Today we have the feast of Saints Cosmas and Damian, and they were two brothers, strong Catholics, and very skillful doctors. They saw in every patient a brother in Christ, and they treated their sicknesses to the best of their ability, and in this way they were both exemplary Christians and exemplary doctors. The idea that a doctor should put patient first and his career after is quite rare in today's world. Many years ago I saw a movie where the famous actor named Walter Matthau played a very successful and rich hospital surgeon. The surgeon was being interviewed in the television, and the reporter asked, "Sir, the past ideal of a doctor was the unselfish country physician who, defying wind, rain, and snowstorms, always left to attend a patient to a house call. Whatever happened to him?" And the surgeon answered, "Well, he probably got pneumonia and died." And today's saints were exactly the types of a doctor who always puts his patients first and career afterwards. But these saints were even more than that, a good doctor, that is. No matter how much care a patient required, neither Cosmas or Damian ever took any money for their services. They were remarkable both for the love and respect which the people showed them on account of the good deeds which they received from their charity, and also, on the other hand, for their great zeal for the Catholic faith, which they took every opportunity their profession gave them to propagate. They wanted not to be doctors for their patients' bodies, but also and foremost for their souls. And because of this, they were not only doctors, they were missionaries as well, even though they were not priests. Then it happened that the persecution of the Emperor Diocletian began, and when it was raging, it was impossible for so famous persons like Cosmas and Damian to stay hidden. They were therefore imprisoned, and after various torments, they were beheaded for their faith. These two are an example to us, not only in their heroic defending of the Catholic faith, but because they offered comfort and relief to their neighbors in grief. Dear children, we profess our faith with our mouth, but we show our faith by our deeds. When we treat with kindness those who mistreat and abuse us, we show we are Christians, we act like Christ did. If we are friendly for those who offend us, we do much good, both in the temporal sense, that is, that we create a harmony and charity among men on this earth, but also in the spiritual sense, that we show how Christ acted. And we also want to be physicians and doctors, not only to make everybody happy and be in good terms, but also that everybody might learn to know Christ through our actions and words. So children, pray for your enemies and show by your good deeds that you are Catholics. It doesn't take a lot, just being faithful to the words of Christ is enough. And when that staying faithful is hard and troublesome, remember the lot of the martyrs and how they suffered so much for their faith, but how much greater reward was reserved for them in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.